Hi, I was calling for Gary. This is Aaron from 106.9 The Eagle.
Good morning, Aaron. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
How's the weather where you're calling from?
I live in Florida, so it'll be 85 here today.
Oh, nice. I think it's about 70 here in Maryland, which is kind of weird, but hey, I'll take it.
Well, they call that Indian summer, do they not?
Yes, that's true. Anytime it's warm, I'm good with that. I think I'm more suited for Florida weather.
Well, I'm from Winnipeg originally, so...
Oh, so you've earned the Florida weather then, for sure.
I don't know about earned it, but I walked to school in 40 below zero when
Oh, my gosh, there. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. I'm so excited to talk to you.
No problem. I do quite a few interviews and have done over the last 60 years, and... this band was created through records, radio, and press. So
yeah.
When you don't want to do those things anymore, you need to hang up your spikes.
You got that right.
I'm always happy to do interviews.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys were the first band that I ever saw that I got an autograph from. You started my absolute love for meeting bands and going to see live music, so I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
So I saw you guys back in like 96. And I remember I got the CD. I had you guys sign my CD cover. And you said, do you want me to sign your shirt? And I was like, no, I'll never wear it again. So I got one of those cool blue tie-dye T-shirts. Still have it.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the best-selling T-shirt we ever had. And I guess it's emblematic of a certain era
in
music. And so it's nostalgically